Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We beseech you, O Lord, I beseech thee, save now, send now, prosperity, in the name of Jesus. My name is Ann Strickland, and I am excited about the message for tonight because it's going to set you free, that you will know who you are, whose you are, and what you're supposed to have pertaining to financial prosperity. So, Father, I thank you and I praise you for this opportunity to come before your people to clear up some discrepancies, to help them know who they are, whose they are, and why they are supposed to prosper in the name of Jesus. Because it's the truth that they know that's going to set them free. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to welcome all of you tonight or today, wherever in the world you are listening at this time. Tonight's subject is financial prosperity is for you. And I want to explain to you, first of all, the reason that we have been misguided in reference to financial prosperity. The word really has gotten out for many years that money is evil. But the Word of God says, I give you the power to get wealth. So far too many people think that having wealth is evil and greed. However, it's the lack of money that has caused evil to exist. Robberies, prostitution, selling of drugs, killings, stealing, cheating, and the list goes on. Prisons are filled with people who have committed these crimes because of lack of money. They want to have a better lifestyle. They want to have things. They want to have a place to live. They want to feed their children. They want to have cars and live in nice homes. And if they don't have the money, they do other things to get the money. But the Word of God wants you to prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Now, the one thing you need to know is who you are. You are a chosen vessel. You're called and gifted. So every believer in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has been chosen to be a representative on this earth, which is the kingdom of Almighty God. The kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. That's from Matthew 6. He has placed a special gift in you. No two people are exactly alike. Each one has a special calling. So that's why you can be sure that you are a chosen vessel in the kingdom of God here on earth, not waiting for the way by and by, here on earth. Your calling is for you to do your part in making this kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Glory to God. No poverty, no sickness, no sadness, or whatever negative you might think of. There's wealth and riches and peace and love and joy. It's the reason Jesus Christ came and died, took everything on his back with this horrible death so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So there's no need for you to envy anyone else for their gifts or talents. You could be a business person, artist, singer, doctor, scientist, athlete, producer, director, actor, banker, manufacturer, motivational speaker, comedian, or whatever. No matter what area of greatness, but greatness is in you. You were placed on earth to represent Almighty God with a special gift, the Most High. His kingdom has come here on earth through you. It has to come through you. We're the only ones here now. You know, Adam, he was the first person, but he blew it. So God had to come in the form of his Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as a person here on earth to get everything back to where it's supposed to be. And Jesus came and took all the sickness and sins and poverty on his back. Now, it's the truth that you know that's going to set you free. If you know that you're supposed to have, you know that you're more than a conqueror, if you know that you're a child of Almighty God, if you know that you're supposed to be healthy, if you know that you're supposed to be wealthy, then you walk in that. You believe that because the word says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. But if you think these negative things, well, I don't have anything, I'm poor, I'm black, I'm white, I'm green, whatever. Well, you know, my mother was sick, I had this, my father had this, and you know we're going to have it. No, no. You don't have to have that. You're not supposed to have it. And you have to know what you're supposed to have if you're a child of Almighty God. If you receive Jesus as Lord in your life, you are supposed to have the good life. You're supposed to be the lender and not the borrower. He said you'll be the head and not the tail. So know who you are. You are a chosen vessel. Say, I am a chosen vessel. Say it, because you, whatever you speak out of your mouth, life and death is in the power of your tongue. In the name of Jesus. So the word God says you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. You are a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2:9. Ephesians 4:1 says, Paul spoke to the Ephesians, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body. There is one body, one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. That is why it says, you see, when he ascended on high, he led captives in his train and gave gifts to men. So since he gave you gifts, know that in your gift is the power to get wealth. And why did he do this? The answer, that he may establish his covenant, which he sworn to your fathers as it is this day. So renew your mind. Think of yourself as a chosen vessel, gifted, successful, wealthy, prosperous, rich. The Bible says, whatever you put your hands to do, you shall succeed and you shall prosper. Because he takes pleasure in the prosperity. He takes pleasure in your prosperity. It makes him feel good. Just like you feel good when your children are successful. And he feels the same way. He feels the same way. And I have to tell you this story that he took me through many years ago. During my prayer time, one morning, right here in my home, in my family room, and he said, I don't hear an audible voice, but he said in my spirit, suppose you were very wealthy, and you told your child that they can have all of this, because you wanted them to live a great life. And you look around later on, weeks or months later, years later, and there you still have the wealth. The wealth is still yours. But your child has access and a part of that wealth, and you want your child to have the wealth. But you looked around and you saw your child homeless, ragged, and pitiful. How would you feel? And that morning, by myself down there, I broke down and cried. Whew. Every time I tell this story, he said, "That's how I feel. That's how I feel." We have to know that God wants us wealthy as his representative. It's not for greed, it's a need. We know we're supposed to be helping people. There are things that we're supposed to be doing. Children, the people don't have homes to live in. They're ragged, they're hungry. There's so many children who've been in foster care, so they have to live in some group home or some home that might not even be great. But if you're in a position, you can be able to have a greater home, a greater place for these children to live, or give them training, or make sure that they go to school and college and get an education and go into business, because they have great gifts in them. There's so many men out there. We go to the prisons and talk to people. When they come out, we don't have a place for them to go. We get them, they get receive Jesus as Lord in their lives, they get saved. Do we have a place for them to go? Do we have a job that we can hire them? This is what money is about. To spread the word to people who don't know the word, to go places, to set up places for people to be, who need medical help. There are a lot of people who don't have medical help. A lot of people who are retired, senior citizens who are retired, they're struggling if they need help because they haven't learned the word of God that we're not supposed to be sick. See, it's the truth that you know that will set you free in the name of Jesus. So we have to really understand that financial prosperity is for you. Start speaking the word, wealth and riches are in my house. Everything I put my hands to do, I shall succeed and prosper. In the name of Jesus. You start saying this, you speak it, because you speak other negative words, speak the good words. Life and death is in the power of your tongue. So if you speak life, that's what you're going to get. If you speak death, that's what you're going to get. God wants you to speak life. The word says, whatever good things are good, whatever things are noble, whatever things are good report, let your mind dwell on those things. In the name of Jesus. And I just want to thank the people who listen and are coming into this word and coming into agreement and knowing who they are, knowing that they have the authority and the power to get the wealth. Because the word says, whatever you put your hands to do, you shall succeed and you shall prosper. And know that God, you've given me the power and the ability. And I'm not saying you're going to jump out there and get wealthy immediately. You have to work at it. You have to do something. And be patient. Be patient. And please, the one thing I ask people to do, try not to look at who has failed before you. That was them, but this is you. There are many people who tried things before, and there are people that you, the inventions that you see, the things that you're seeing working now, the lights, the telephones, the cell phones, all these things. Do you think as soon as the person got the idea, it worked immediately? They have to work with these things. And it's the same thing in anything. You work with it. It takes a little time. So be patient. Patience. In the name of Jesus. And know that you have authority. And know that the abundant life is for you. God wants all believers to come before the throne of God with boldness and authority and to actually claim what is rightfully theirs. The price has been paid by the Lord Jesus Christ for believers to live one lifestyle only. Glory to God, a life of victory, a life of abundance. To everybody on earth who lives outside of God's abundant life, which is a life of riches, a life of health, a life of wealth, a life of knowledge, a life of peace, a life of comfort, a life of contentment, and a life of patience. Everybody that lives outside of that kind of life is outside of God's will. Because Jesus paid the price for one lifestyle only, and it's called the abundant life. So if you don't have the abundant life in every area of your life, there's something wrong with your thinking. You need to change your way of thinking and fit it in with God's word, because God's not going to change. He's not going to change. You're going to have to change, and you're going to be changing for the better. When you know and understand, and I'm going to read you a few scriptures here. Psalm 112, verse 3. Repeat this after me, because you should have what you say. You know, we listen, but we need to confess, because I have some testimonies here in front of me from 2002. And forward, where people have made the confessions and they've come and I'm telling you, it works, because God says you shall have what you say. And people have come to tell me things, and some of them I've written down, I've printed out. So repeat this. Father, I thank you that I'm a blessed woman or man, because I fear you, Lord, and delight greatly in your commandments. Wealth and riches are in my house. That's Psalm 112. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 23. And because the Lord is my shepherd, I'll not lack a want for any good thing. Luke 6:38. Father, I pray as I give, it shall be given unto me, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Men shall give unto my bosom. Proverbs 10:4 say this. Father, thank you for accomplishing your word in me, causing me to be a diligent man or woman made rich. In Jesus' mighty name. Isaiah 48:17. Lead me in the way I will profit, Lord, and teach me to prosper. In Jesus' mighty name. Glory to God. So take these words. Remember, you shall have what you say. Speak it out. Speak it in boldness. Speak in authority. Speak in confidence. And speak in faith. 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 Because you want to please God. And you can be going into that financial area where God wants you to be, on the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. In Jesus' mighty name, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. So I just want to thank you and praise God for your time. And now, you know, first of all, I mentioned about some testimonies. And, you know, I saw these this morning. I said, yeah, I'm going to share these, some of them. And these are from 2002. And I have recent testimonies that's happening now but you need to know how far back this went. These are testimonies as a result of prosperity prayers and confessions. Prayers and confessions. I pray for people and I've taken people through confessions and it works. Both works. And I said in this, when I typed this out in 2002, to God be the glory for the great things he has done and is doing. We serve a mighty God who wants to bless us. The first one is from a pastor at that time. He received a double pay increase. I won't call their names. Number two, God got a better paying position and bonuses. The third one received supernatural debt cancellation. The fourth one received supernatural debt cancellation and a great business. Number five, a class communication, world-class communication contract. It's still out there, this business. Then someone who was at Enterprise Rental Car. I went to return the car and spoke to this man and prayed with him. He was in there, wasn't about this stuff. And he said, and he called me because he wasn't there anymore, called me. He said, I received an unexpected promotion the day after I was there and ministered tithes and prosperity. So that's just some, that's just a few of them. But this is what God has called me into. And with that, I want to encourage people. On Saturday morning at 10 o'clock at 3751 Island Avenue, I have a free class teaching on financial prosperity, praying with people, anointing and praying, however the Lord leads. My daughter was there last week because I was away, and it was the same thing. So I would like to invite you to come. It's in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. It's close to the airport and to the highways. So 3751 Island Avenue, it's in the Gateway Building, and you can call me if you want to come tomorrow morning. It's free. The class is free. My number is 215-806-4879. The class is from 10 to 12. I would encourage you to come, especially people in business. You need to come because God is ready. He's pouring out things now. Glory to God. And now I have something I'm very excited about also. Very excited. Because I see a move of God in this. Also, I'm telling you, this was put into my hands by Troy Mitchell. And I'm glad, I am so happy. Because it is what God's designed for us. And it goes like this. Do you or anyone you know travel at least occasionally? If some people never been on a vacation, where was the last most memorable place you traveled? Did they pay you for booking or staying at their resort? Or did they pay you for traveling there? Did you have a vacation? Well, I want to introduce you, glory to God, to the travel that pays. It's called Paycation Travel. You can go to my site, and this is Howard. This is Howard. This is travel project with Priceline, and its partners is really exciting. Extreme travel, vacation travel is wired by Priceline. We're under extreme travel. The president, David Manning, is awesome. that man is a giver, because what he is offering and allowing people to have and sharing the money, not only are you getting great discounted rates and great opportunities to travel, and now it's opened up for other areas. But you have to call. You can call me or go to my website. My website is ANNSTRICKLAND. That's ANNSTRICKLAND dot paycation. P is in Peter. AYCATION. .com and Strickland.paycation instead of vacation, paycation, glory to God. I'm telling you, I'm excited about this, .com, because it's all the things I like to do. Now, more has been added, but the price to become a part of this multi-level marketing. And I've been in a multi-level marketing about travel and everything, and it was very expensive and really didn't even come near what this is doing. So that was years ago, and I wasn't thinking about going into network marketing anymore. But I would strongly advise the younger people, because when you retire, that money cuts way down. I've been retired since 1988, but I've been blessed by God that it hasn't been a financial struggle for me. So I'm in this now, but I'm encouraging people. I just got in this in June, but I encourage the younger people who are still working and thinking that they're going to get all this pension and everything. They need to call me or go to my website and call me. 215-806-4879, or come tomorrow morning to the Empowerment Center. It's the Gateway Building, 3751 Island Avenue, and we're going to have fun because I love what God has called me to do. I like to see people prosper. I love to see people move up. I love to see people be able to take their family on a vacation and have fun in the name of Jesus and have cars. Wives don't have to wait for the husbands to come home to go to the store. They have their own car. And the children have things that they want and desire. That's lifestyle. That's the lifestyle God wants us to have. And we have to come in agreement with his desire for us. Because he said he desires for us to prosper and be in health even as our souls prosper. In the name of Jesus. And one last thing I want to tell you and share with you that I heard a person say the other day, that you will, the prayer of Jabez, oh, that thou would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory. That's First Chronicles 4, chapter 4, verse 10. So know that you are blessed and highly favored. Understand that God wants you to prosper. Know that your financial prosperity is for you. And you can call me at any time on 215-806-4879. I'd be glad to pray with you. I'm open to pray with you. The classes on Saturday morning are free. I want you to prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. In Jesus' mighty name, you're blessed and highly favored, and may God increase your greatness and comfort you on every side. Amen, amen, amen.